Talking here with Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis. Joe, it's hard to believe that just a year ago we were celebrating a Super Bowl and now Coach Gary Kubiak stepping down. What was your initial reaction?
Well, I was just sad, Phil, to lose such a great guy. You know, he's just a wonderful person, and what he's meant to this organization for 22 years, a number of years as a player and then as an assistant coach, and then he came back in his first year as head coach, won the Super Bowl. There's some sadness to the day, but we have no choice but to re-energize here from this point moving forward, and excited about what the future holds for the team.
Speaking of the future, John Elway said that you'll be a part of the coaching search here. How involved do you want to be, and what are you looking for the next head coach?
Well, I'll answer those two questions, so let's answer the first one. I stay in the background. I mean, I'm at the table with John and these, but John runs the search and he runs the interviews, and his instincts and the decision will be his. I look forward to, he asked for input from everybody, and I look forward to just giving mine. But John's very, very good at this, and his knowledge of football and what he's done here, he knows who the right person's going to be, and I have supreme confidence in him that he'll pick the right person. The next head coach, you know, has to just carry on the tradition of success. We need a good manager, a guy that can handle his team and his staff, and not just X's and O's. John Elway will figure that part of it out, but this has to be a high level leader in all areas and understands what this team is all about, how we operate, what we mean to the community and our great fans who showed up so significantly this past year, and especially yesterday in a game that wasn't important to anyone, probably not important to them, but they offered tremendous support. I was overwhelmed yesterday when I saw how many people made it out there, and I think the players fed off of it, and it was a great way to finish the season. The season itself, Phil, it just didn't finish the way we wanted in terms of we're not playing again this coming week or the week after, so we're going to take the right steps to improve the team and find the right head coach to lead us, and I know John Elway is up to the challenge. He'll do a great job with that, as he has done ever since he arrived here in 2010.
72,000 strong yesterday at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Really impressive there. You mentioned the standard here to win championships. It's got to be easy to sell a candidate on the Denver Broncos.
I think so. I think it's a very attractive place to come and work. And I told some press earlier in the day about how much fun it is for me to, in very limited conversations, I don't bother John every day all week, but to be involved with John Elway and listen to him talk about football and listen to his vision of how we can be great. And I think a new head coach should feed off of that. We put football first here at the Broncos, and we will continue to do that. That's something our owner Pat Bowlen has taught me over the years, and it's a blueprint that he set up, and it's easy to follow, and that's the way we're going to operate. And I think any coach that's under consideration will understand that, and will feel very, very good if he is given the job about coming to Denver and coaching the Denver Broncos.
No playoffs this year, but another winning season under Broncos owner Pat Bowlen. Are you happy with where the state of the organization as a whole is right now?
Yeah, most definitely. I think we got a really great future in front of us. We got a lot of great players. I'm excited about, John is just John Elway is such a competitive guy. I know he will take the right steps to improve our roster, and he'll bring the right coach in. So I'm very bullish on the Broncos. And, obviously this past season it's a disappointment because we've had five straight years, of division titles, two Super Bowl appearances and one Super Bowl championship. We hosted two AFC championship games at home. So there's been a lot of success that we're all used to, and I think this year kind of that sets it back slightly. But you know what? It doesn't stop you from you got to put your best foot forward, and you got to look to the future. And starting now, even with some reflection over the sadness of losing such a great person as our head coach Gary Kubiak, we're going to have to move forward here, and I'm excited about what the future holds.
Yeah, most definitely. Can't wait to see what the next step is for the Denver Broncos. Joe, thank you very much.
Okay, Phil, thank you.
Appreciate it.